WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump case dropped. I'm Michelle Franzen. Special counsel Jack Smith moving to dismiss the January 6th election interference case against Donald Trump. Smith filing to do away with the case after President-elect Trump won the election. Justice Department policy states a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. ABC's Catherine Falder says prosecutors in the filing did not say the charges were not warranted.
They go out of their way to state that in this six-page filing. They say, the special counsel does, that prohibition not to charge a sitting president or a president-elect, that prohibition is categorical and does not turn on the gravity of the crimes charged, the strength of the government's proof, or the merits of the prosecution, which the government stands fully behind.
Smith also signaled another outstanding case. The Mar-a-Lago classified documents case would also wind down. That could come as early as today. Smith earlier said he would step down as special counsel. The president-elect vowed to fire Smith when he took office. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School referendums impact everyone in a community. When they pass, everybody's taxes go up. And when they fail and schools can't provide everything students deserve, long term, it can lead to families leaving the area. Communities are stepping up to fill the gaps caused by low funding from the state. Voters chose to increase their own property taxes by a record total of $4.4 billion here in Wisconsin. 169 referendums were approved, benefiting 145 school districts. Denise Gomer-Hutchinson with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts statewide are forced to make tough choices.
The first responsibility of our public schools across the state is to educate children and to take care of the kids and the families that they serve every single day. So that means any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has announced she'll be asking for $4 billion in spending for the state's public schools, but that plan needs to be approved after the new legislature takes office in January, which has a Republican majority. And happy birthday to the famous battle cry of On Wisconsin, which began on an actual battlefield. It was 1863, the middle of the Civil War. Wisconsin's 24th Infantry Regiment was in Tennessee fighting the Confederate Army when their Union flag was shot down. But that didn't stop this unit. An 18-year-old Wisconsin soldier named Arthur MacArthur ran up a hill, staked the flag in the ground at the top, and yelled, "On Wisconsin!" It helped rally their Union troops to keep fighting, and for it, he later won a Medal of Honor. The fight song was composed in 1909, and it was largely unchanged until the 60s, when a then-new band director, Mike LaCrone, made some adjustments. Now a UW legend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I was just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. It's trying to be an area to grow in and be better in, so it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week, and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dark and dreary today with patchy fog and light rain. Winds are also beginning to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging our overnight lows cold to near 20 degrees. Good news is, though, a ton of sunshine is on tap tomorrow and highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you. Which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Glad to have you along on a Monday, November 25th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you with us. A little gloomy here. Let's check out the old street cam. We haven't gone outside, Zommers, in a while. This is our lovely view high atop State Street. For those watching on the stream, you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. There it is. People, there's a bicyclist just going up the State Street there. People out and about. A little drizzly right now. But, you know, all in all, as Brittany Merlot just said, it's supposed to be a little bit more sunny tomorrow. And fairly nice. No big storms coming in this week for the holiday travel weekend, so that's good news. A lot of people on the roads, flying around, so.
For now, the concrete appreciates the water. Or the plants. There are plants, just yes, we can't see very much.
A lot of people, I mean, still southern parts of Wisconsin still doing some drought, so extremely dry conditions. So the moisture is welcome to all those people, so glad to have you along here. Hour 2 coming up in a minute. A little what's worse for you. Egg prices, at least some, are getting higher again. We will tell you the truth about what's going on with that. No, it's not political. Also, guardrails that may remain in American politics. Talk a little bit about that and take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. Mr. Somers, did you have a nice weekend?
I did. All right. We celebrated one of my friend's birthday. Nice. Happy birthday, Danielle. It was yesterday. We celebrated on Saturday, though.
Very good.
Normally, she's not the kind of person who likes surprises, but we did a surprise party.
Nice.
But we did it in a way that's not like jump out and yell at you with the lights off.
All right.
It was just, we're just in her house, which is also kind of weird. Yeah. But her sister planned it, so we were allowed to be in her house.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, so that was fun. How about yourself?
Well, thank you very much for asking. I went back to the RC. Helped mom prepare a little bit for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday on Saturday. That was nice. Just kind of chill out the old RC for most of the afternoon and into the evening on Saturday. I came back to Madison because I had a lot to do. I've been, as listeners know very well, spent a lot of time this fall and summer on the road. And so just a lot of clutter, a lot of things in the apartment that need to be kind of put back away. And I was going to spend the day that way. Well, also, I think as I've shared on the show, I have an iPhone 11, which has lasted along 4 years, whatever. And some of the things just don't, it's just broken. And so warranty is expired. So I was due for a new phone. I had planned on doing this on Black Friday because I was told that I happened to have US Cellular. That was going to be the best deal. So I thought, well, why don't, because I'd seen a couple of things advertised. Why don't, Todd, you stop in on Sunday because maybe you could do this and beat the rush.
And so to speed up a very long story, I ended up biting the bullet and getting the new phone yesterday over the weekend.
Oh.
And I had to leave it there for about 2.5 hours for everything to transfer over. I said, that's fine. I have errands to run. I'm going to go back downtown to the station here and get a couple of things done for today's show and whatnot. And then I was going to go out and pick up my phone and go back to my apartment. And so I'm going through downtown and our lovely Cap City Market, little grocery store right down here. I frequent quite a bit. I needed milk, some organic Valley milk. And so I thought, well, I'll swing by and pick up a half gallon of milk and a couple of things and get my phone and go home. So I'm right downtown here, three blocks where we're at right now, an area I know very, very, very well. So I'm in my truck and I come to a stop sign and I stopped at the stop and I looked over to my left and there I saw two of Madison's finest police officers sitting in their SUV police vehicle. Oh, that's nice. I stopped. I had my blinker on. I turned left. And as I drove by them, I happened to glance over and they were both younger law enforcement officers and they had big smiles on their face. And I thought, well, that's great. They're out there having a good time. They're keeping it safe. That's fantastic. And so I pull over about a half block away from there to go into the grocery store. And I see that as I'm in my rear view mirror, I see them kind of slowly turn around and they come right up behind me and I got cherries and berries behind me. They turn on their lights. And I'm thinking, are they stopping to say hi or what's the deal?
Did you turn the wrong way down to one way?
No, I didn't. And I already got out. I was literally walking into the store and I kind of looked at him. I pointed at me and like, you want me? Like, is this me? And then they get out and it seemed to be the senior officer. They're both very young. And she seemed to be in charge. She goes, oh, yeah, just hold tight for a second. And so they both get out. And what was clearly that the younger gentleman, I'm guessing it may have been his second week of the job. Very young guy, very polite, very formal, you know, good afternoon. I'm officer so-and-so. I'm not sure what I did. And well, you didn't make a complete stop at the stop sign. You rolled for the stop sign. And I said, with all due respect, I'm pretty sure I stopped. Oh, well, you know, you have license and registration. So, okay, fine. Got my license. Thank goodness. Remember, I told you like a month ago when I got my license renewed. I said, yeah, if I don't do this, right? So my license was fine. My registration was fine. And then you gotta give them your insurance too. Well, I don't know. I don't have the paper thing. I looked at my glove box. I didn't.
It's
on my phone. It's on my phone. I said, thank goodness I had the U.S. Cellular bag still in my truck. I said, look, I just came from the U.S. Cellular store. I'm getting a new phone. All my insurance proof is on my phone. And they were very, very nice about it. And they said, okay, we'll just stay tight here. We just have to go back and do some paperwork. And they were gone for like, I don't know. It seemed, it was probably over only 8 or 10 minutes, but it seemed like a lot longer. And I'm just going, what is the deal? And so finally they came back and the young guy, he was very nice. And he quoted me the Wisconsin state statute. And he said, well, according to state statute, such and such and such and such, a legal stop is having your vehicle entirely behind the white line. So apparently, like from my bumper, my front of my truck to my wheels, the front wheels, like that 3 foot or whatever it was, had crossed over the crosswalk line when I stopped. And that, according to state statute, does not constitute a legal stop.
So what happened there is they were sitting there waiting for somebody to stop like a normal human being so that they could train this guy on how to pull someone over.
That's exactly what happened. And that's why they were smiling. You know, I'm surmising now that his senior officer said, is that a legal stop? And he goes, well, not really. Yep, you're right.
Yep, probably.
And so, you know, they gave me a formal warning, a warning. So I got a written warning. I did not get a ticket. I did not get a citation. They gave me a written warning and told me what the state statute is. And I said, well, you know, again, I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me only the warning. I really do feel that I stopped, but I mean, I thank you very much for what you do. I appreciate it. And they went on their way and I went and got some milk and a bottle of wine. But here's my beef. All right. And I should save this till tomorrow with Luke Mathers. Okay. By the book, they're probably right. But here's my beef. And you live here, Zombers. This should be what's worse. What's worse, dodging deer driving out to Richland Center or dodging bikers in Madison? Because, I mean, these folks on bikes, they whip through at full speed, don't even slow down, and you're having to dodge them if you're driving. But I get pulled over and get a formal warning because I stopped and part of the front of my vehicle was over the white line. So that was my weekend. I don't get it. Anyway, Llama listening in Madison WMDX says Todd is a menace to society. No one is safe. Well, apparently so. Apparently so. So anyway, and I haven't gotten it. And again, I was not ticketed, so that's good. Won't affect my insurance. But back, it's probably been 15 or 20 years since I've actually gotten a speeding ticket. And I never got a speeding ticket like out of the interstate going like 95 or anything like that, or going 75 into 55. No. Back when I used to get speeding tickets, it was always like going 35 into 25, coming into town, going down a hill. You know, it was this 855-752-4842. Keith, listening in Broadhead. Keith, what do you want to say about my traffic situation?
Well, Todd, I gotta believe, or I gotta actually side with the officer there, and I'm hoping that is a sign of things to come in Madison, that they begin to actually enforce stop signs, right turns, stopping before you go. Maybe perhaps a speed limit sign now and then might be enforced. For 30 years, I came back last year, and oh my God, it is unbelievable. I've driven in 13 different states and 3 different countries, and Madison's driver got to be top 5 worst.
Well, by the book, I guess my bumper was over the white. They weren't disputing that I stopped. It's just that I did not make a Wisconsin statutory legal stop, which constitutes stopping behind the white line.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, because the pedestrian is going across the street, and bikers, bicyclists, man, it is the old west out there for those people. I feel. It's scary as hell riding a bike in a city anymore. Unless you're on
I disagree.
Trail.
I disagree. I think it's scary as hell having bikers in Madison that don't obey the signs. Also,
I will grant you that. I will agree with you on that.
Also, if there's a crosswalk where there's lights where you're supposed to stop, push the lights flash, and there's a driver, you're supposed to wait then for people to either bike or walk in those crosswalks. What happens here in Madison is that particularly bicyclists feel that those are just bridges and they don't stop. They don't push the button and they dart out like deer on a prickly ash. I mean, somebody's going to get killed. I'm telling you. All right. We'll come back. Wrap it up. We'll come back. I should just wrap it up. No, we'll come back to a what's worse. And it's not involving traffic. It's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just You must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, November 25th, 2024. What do you dial up there, Zomer?
Life is a highway.
Well, I stopped. They weren't disputing whether I stopped. It was whether my bumper was over that white line. So be aware. Quick updates on the text line. WAUK Michaela in West Bend says, trying to turn right in Madison, right when UW classes let out was one of the most anxiety-inducing experiences of my entire life. I deal with watching for deer every day, so the bikers in Madison are the worst. they're both bad. And look, I'm all for share. Here's where I'm at. Share the road. Everybody follow the rules. And if I did not make a statutory Wisconsin stop, then I was at fault and deserved the warning.
The problem is that, as Jeff Perry comments on Facebook, how about the cops crack down on the people running red lights? In Madison, bikers, pedestrians, drivers, none of them follow the rules.
Very
few. It's nowhere near as bad as like Chicago, but still people are going real fast. People run red lights if they're kind of close. People start walking across the street whenever they feel like it.
We see this all the time. Speaking of our street, Kim, we see people almost pert near every day when the cars have a green light. Yeah, pedestrians just walking out into the middle of the street going up State Street. They don't give a crap about whether they have the light or not. Tom, listening in Sauk County via WMDX, says, if they saw you, the law enforcement officers look at them. That was reason enough for what they did. Well, and that's a great point because that helps me make my point. I came to a stop. I looked left, saw them. I looked right, making sure nobody was coming, and then I made a left turn. So I literally stopped and looked both ways before I proceeded. It wasn't like I was making faces or anything like that. You look to your left, and they're right there. But Zomers is right because they were situated perpendicular to the intersection. So they were intentionally, I think you're right, that they were doing this as a training exercise, taking this new guy, this rookie, through his steps, and just waiting for some yahoo like me who didn't know the statutory meaning of a stop sign.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to train people without inflicting this on random citizens who stopped perfectly normally.
But I just got the warning. They could not have been nicer individuals. Here's a viewer on Facebook. I would like the Beltline speed to be kept at 60. Some go 70 and up. I try to avoid the Beltline. No police around. I could not agree more with that, Linda.
The 55 on the Beltline
is a joke.
Yeah. Not even a suggestion. It's just a joke.
I would love it to be 70. I mean, you're absolutely right. Because the Beltline, you get yahoos now going on there all the time, 90 miles an hour. Easy. And they're darting in and out of traffic. Totally agree with that. All right. It is 24 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away. Only your chance to be heard on statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. All right. There were two last week. There were two What's Worses. And I gave Zombers a choice. So here is the backup What's Worse. We'll see how this goes. We're coming in now to the cold and flu season. Lots of respiratory stuff going around. And I don't know about you, but I'm particular on there's a word for that when people just use a certain word. So I call it Kleenex. I know Kleenex is a brand, but I call them, they're quote unquote facial tissues. But most people say Kleenex.
Yeah.
I happen to use Puffs. I like Puffs. Not Kleenex brand, but I still call them Kleenex. So I'll call them the normal kind of just whatever paper Kleenex. But now over the last few years, they've gotten fancy. And a lot of people like these lotion infused Kleenexes. So the question is, what's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. Simply type in to your search engine for your app store, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse? Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have a box of, and see, this is like a hybrid, I think. Here, this is actually Kleenex brand here in the studio. It says professional comfort. These are professional Kleenex.
Professional just means for businesses.
Right. Comfort touch. Comfort touch. So I don't know that there's actually any lotion in this. It doesn't really feel like it. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, these Kleenexes with lotion, here's my problem with them. You don't know whether you've gotten your nostrils clean or not because it's still slippery.
Yeah, the slippery lotion, I'm not a fan of those either.
I feel like
if you're really sick, you got to go for extra soft because otherwise you will destroy your nose. But otherwise, just normal.
Right, and I get the point. I mean, the point, because you can buy like the really, I don't know, like good value Kleenex or good value facial tissue.
Don't do that.
And that's like blowing your nose with sandpaper, especially if you have a cold and you're going through 4, 5, 6, 7 days where you're just constantly blowing your nose. Yeah. I mean, you got look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the end of your sickness because the facial tissues are so rough. But if you just, like you say, invest in some nicer Puffs brand or Kleenex brand, nice facial tissue, you don't need the lotion. And I think the lotion just makes my nose feel all slippery and gross.
Plus, a lot of people have allergies to stuff, and you don't know it's in the lotion.
Right. So what's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Matt, listening in Middleton, says without lotion is best, as the other just wipes it on my beard and can't tell if I got everything. Yes. And and citations, he says, are just another tax on Todd. I did not get a citation, just an official warning. And they were very, very nice about it. All right, come on back. Your phone calls and more as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people, they didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story, but Bodhi is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodhi is from Mazomany. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. And do you know a Packers super fan? Well, you can nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th.
You can enter at packers.com/FHOF. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Timothy Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Dark and dreary today, with patchy fog and light rain. Winds are also beginning to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging our overnight lows cold to near 20 degrees. Good news is, though, a ton of sunshine is on tap tomorrow and highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like,
right, lean left, lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What,
you actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Paddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board asking the what's worse question. What's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? Kleenex or facial tissue with lotion or facial tissue without lotion? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, text us on the Civic Media app. Off of the text line, new listener listening on WMDX says, quote, I hate when I unknowingly grab a Kleenex with lotion to clean my glasses, unquote. Great point. Absolutely. Have you ever done that, Sommers?
No, because using any paper products to clean your glasses can scratch them. And when your glasses are as expensive as mine, you don't do that.
Right. Better to use like a soft cloth.
The best way to clean your glasses, according to many glasses manufacturers, such as Warby Parker, or not a manufacturer, but Shopko Optical, I looked up in the break and got multiple sources, is to use lukewarm tap water. First, wash your hands. Make sure you don't have more dirt on there. Give them a little rinse. Put a dot of dish soap that's not scented on each lens.
Really?
Gently, you know, get that rubbed in there. Rinse them off. And then clean it off with a microfiber cloth or something like that. Something soft. Something that don't use your clothes. They're not designed for that and they'll scratch it up. Don't use paper products. That'll scratch it up.
Mm-hmm. Thus, we end the eyeglasses etiquette with Aaron Zommers. Very good.
That's why I'm here, folks.
Very, very good. Yeah, I did not know you could use dish soap or non-scented. I try either to use just water and like a soft cloth, or I've got the lens cleaning stuff and then a microfiber cloth if I can. But no, but in a pinch, I have done that. Like just, like it needs to be cleaned, you know, and you grab a tissue and it's got lotion in it. Well, now you're up a creek without a paddle because now your glasses are already dirty. Now they're smudged with lotion. And heaven help you to try to get that off without some proper cleaning stuff.
Yeah. So and also, if you normally clean your glasses with Kleenexes and they're not getting all scratched up, I guess you're fine.
Like, well, that's true.
I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm making a suggestion.
And a good one. Michaela in West Bend, listening to WAUK, says tissues with lotion is the worst. I want to know what is on my hands after helping a toddler blow his nose. Snot or lotion is not a fun game. That could be a new one. Is it snot or is it lotion? I just keep a dedicated jar of Vaseline or a dedicated lip balm for my nose to keep it from drying or cracking. Well, there.
Yes, that is an essential tip if you're very sick.
Yeah, if you're really, really sick and you have to blow your nose constantly. All right. Let's see. Dennis listening in beautiful West Dallas on WAUK. Less wipes you can.
Or lens wipes.
Oh, lens wipes. Sorry, lens wipes. You can get them at Walmart.
$5.83 for a box of 100.
I couldn't see the dot. Maybe I need new glasses.
No, there isn't a dot.
So, all right, $5.83 for a box of 100. All right. All right, well, that's another. See, we're nothing if not helpful to our lovely our viewers and our listeners.
To our viewers who have trouble viewing and have glasses. Right.
Keep calling in, keep texting. What's worse, facial tissue with lotion, facial tissue without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, here's a little bit of news you can use because unfortunately these days everything gets political, right? So here now from CBS News, eggs are getting scarcer and pricier ahead of the holidays. Here's why. And I want to quickly add to this story. In some locations, not everybody has to run out. Oh my gosh, I can't find eggs. Because after I was pulled over by authorities, I was just in a grocery store yesterday and there seemed to be plenty of eggs on the shelves. But here now it says Americans planning to do some holiday baking this year may have to scramble, get it, to track down a key ingredient. Some stores around the U.S. are running short of eggs, especially those operating in states that require eggs from cage-free hens, such as cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, better known as HPAI, flare, and the virus spreads from wild birds to commercial flocks. More than 40% of the nation's roughly 300 million egg-laying hens, sorry, computer just kind of froze up, are raised in cage-free facilities. But roughly 60% of bird flu cases recently detected involving cage-free farms. Quote, after 2 months of no outbreaks, we had them recently in Utah, Oregon, California, the state of Washington. And three of those states are exclusively cage-free. Emily Metz, chief executive of the president of the American Egg Board, told CBS Money Watch, quote, where we are hearing reports of shortages, it's at stores like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, unquote. So again, I mean, I try to buy local. I buy my eggs from, it's an organic cage-free farm in Shoalsburg, Wisconsin, in beautiful Lafayette County. So that's where I choose to buy those eggs. But I know, you know, some stores like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and those stores are not in, you know, widely spread in Wisconsin. That's what we're really talking about. So if you're in a smaller town at your local IGA or whatever it might be, probably not going to see a shortage there. On with the story. After a brief respite from bird flu among commercial egg producers, HPAI struck again, starting in mid-October, resulting in the loss of 2.8 million birds. The nation's egg production fell 2.6% last month from a year ago and is projected to be down 1% this year versus 2023, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. The outbreaks, which began in January of 2022, have affected nearly 110 million chickens, turkeys, and other birds, including wild commercial and backyard flocks in 49 states, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The return of bird flu is wiping out poultry populations at commercial facilities in multiple states, most recently striking more than a million egg-laying hens at California's Kern County. More than 790,000 egg layers were also culled last week at a commercial operation in Arizona's Pinal County. Pinal, I didn't know the P-I-N-A-L. Pinal? I'm sure Pinal County. So you have a bunch of chickens in a Pinal County. Colony? No, I'm not sure. They're all locked up, right? The point of bringing this story to you, again, obviously, be careful what you buy and that sort of thing. But it's about the narrative. And Trygve Olsen, who will be on the program on Wednesday, he talks about this all the time, right? The narrative out there that, oh my gosh, egg prices are going through the roof. Well, sure, if you choose to buy organic cage-free, you know, eggs at, you know, a higher-end supermarket or whatever, that might be the case. But it's only in select states, so there's not egg shortages around the entire country. And again, the headline on this story and by CBS News, eggs are getting scarcer and pricier ahead of the holidays. Here's why. That's the headline. So people see that headline, like, see, eggs are getting more expensive. Well, in select areas. I think it's just why we need to, you know, pause, reflect, take a breath, realize what's really going on here. And for most of us in Wisconsin, there should be plenty of eggs to go around. Because it is the holiday season now. The holiday baking season. Are you a big baker during the holidays, Summers?
I do some. I like to, I mean, more than the rest of the year. So
really, yeah.
Like to make some breads, some cookies. You know, it depends on what the event is. And if it's like a potluck, I could bring something. Or if I'm just making food for myself, I'll make some muffins.
Oh, muffins. All right. Very good. Well, you know, a lot of us are going to be going around buying things for the holiday this week. A lot of groceries. I mean, like today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, my heart goes out to everyone who works at a supermarket, a grocery store.
And Friday.
And Friday too, but particularly people working in grocery stores. I mean, it's just crazy. So thanks for all the people that are checking out, restocking, butchers, all that kind of stuff. Very important folks. And then you got Thanksgiving on Thursday. And here now, an article, what is open and closed on Thanksgiving Day 2024? Most stores have closed on Thanksgiving to give employees a break, but a few places will remain open. This is again, something that gets my goat. I see no reason that stores should be open other than like a gas station or something on Thanksgiving Day proper. And most recently, when I was working for L.L. Bean in retail, we were not open on Thanksgiving Day proper. We would open early on Black Friday. So I appreciate stores that are closing. And that has been the trend, by the way. But there are still some that are still open. Stores that will be open on Thanksgiving Day. Big Lots. What do you have to go to Big Lots for on Thanksgiving? Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Cub Foods. Most stores will be open limited hours on Thanksgiving Day from 6 until 2. Now that, I mean, a grocery store that might open in the morning and then close around noon or slightly thereafter. I mean, I get that to it. People want last minute food items or what have you, but closing at 2. CVS. Most CVS pharmacy stores are closed on Thanksgiving, but the pharmacy says some will remain open. And I guess stores that are open maybe 24 hours a day for pharmaceuticals, all right? Walgreens. Walgreens will again close most stores on Thanksgiving, but 24-hour locations will remain open to meet customer and patient healthcare needs. All right? Here's one, and Starbucks. And again, I started my coffee career years ago at Starbucks. All right? You can still get caffeine. Most Starbucks stores will be open on Thanksgiving Day, but hours may vary. Some stores may close early or have shorter hours. That one I don't get. I mean, maybe for really busy areas from 6 in the morning till 10 or something like that to get people on their way for Thanksgiving. But when I had my coffee shop, we were always closed on Thanksgiving Day proper. Just give your employees the day off. Here's one I do not get. Dollar General. Most stores will be open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. But check your local store's hours. Dollar General. There's nothing you need at Dollar General on Thanksgiving Day proper. Cabela's. Big outdoor store. Cabela's open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
I do actually get that one because prime deer hunting season.
Yeah, I guess.
However, you should have prepared ahead of time.
If you haven't got your stuff for gun deer season by Thanksgiving, I mean, there's only, 3 days left at that point.
Right.
I mean, come on. Now, look, gas stations, here's one. I mean, I get that. People are out the road, need gas, you know. Most major gas stations, of course, are open on Thanksgiving. Stores that are closed. Target. Good for them. Walmart. While big box retailers have been known to be open in the past, Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving Day again in 2024. Now, some of them open insanely early on Black Friday, but on Thanksgiving Day, proper close. Best Buy, closing up shop for Thanksgiving. Kohl's, closed on Thanksgiving. Lowe's, also closed on Thanksgiving. JCPenney.
All three of them that are left.
Right. JCPenney's are showing some love to their employees. What's left this holiday season have decided to be closed on Thanksgiving, open at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. Macy's closed on Thanksgiving, unless you work in New York, then you got the parade. Home Depot closed on Thanksgiving. Costco also closed on Thanksgiving. We're still open. We'll be back after this at the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Mm-hmm. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC News Radio or CBS News Radio, depending upon the great station you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, all across Wisconsin and around the world. Then coming up, a little check of weather and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. Here's a great programming note. The Maggie we saw just earlier, she's here at the world headquarters here in Madison, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Maggie will be joined by UW Law School professor Bill Whitford on gerrymandering, talking about that subject. They're going to be here in studio in Madison. Bill was the named plaintiff in the Wisconsin gerrymandering case that went to the Supreme Court of the United States. Then the Center for American Progress's Andrea Dukas will be here, the Vice President of Health Policy at CAP Action, talking about the appointments of RFK Jr. and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, you know, he's been, we haven't really talked about Dr. Oz. He's also been appointed to the Trump cabinet. And yeah, it'll be great, because every Thursday he'll be talking about how to lose weight.
And some new made-up method.
Right, exactly. Dr. Oz. So anyway, they're going to be talking about that, other key administrative positions, that what that could mean about public health and more broadly policy shifts the next administration are planning, cuts to Medicaid, the ACA, etc. So the Maggie Dawn Show, it's an action-packed Maggie Dawn Show right here in the old World Headquarters Studios, which means that even as we speak, people around me are pushing me out, cleaning me out of the studio.
Not yet.
No, not yet. And then after that, Dom Stelvia is going to be here in Madison as well. We look forward. I just made that up. But wouldn't that be spectacular if he was?
It would, but I would need to know.
Dom Stelvia will be here from 4 until 6. He'll be coming to us from the Waukesha studios by way of Racine and Kenosha. And then Pete Schwabe will be joining us via helicopter tonight. Apparently, this is going to be fabulous, by the way, on Nightlight from 6 until 8. Pete Schwabe is going to recreate the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop, which I can't wait for. That'll be
something to behold.
I'm looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. Oh, the humanity. Les Nessman. And then after that, we got Rick Smith across America. And then our own Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So another action-packed day into the afternoon. Oh, here, I actually have a note on Dom Sylvia. Dom today will be joined by Harvey J.K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And Dom will recap the weekend headlines that you may have missed. So, excellent. There you go. That's what's coming up a little bit later on Civic Media. Talking about places that have been closed or being closed for Thanksgiving. And I'm a big proponent of this. Do you understand? Unless it's a gas station where people have to buy gas. Or, you know, I do kind of see, in some cases, pharmacies, because people get sick on the holidays. But aside from that, and maybe grocery stores in the morning, give your employees the day off. Dollar General, one of these companies that's going to still be open. Michaela listening on West Bend, WAUK, says, if you've ever been down south, Dollar General does make sense. In some places, it is the only option for miles around if you happen to need necessities. I guess I can see that. I mean, there are some places in rural Wisconsin where Dollar General might be the only kind of store for a long ways away. But again, are they really selling life and death products? There's no, you can't get pharmacy stuff at, I mean, over, you can't get prescriptions at Dollar General. Right. I don't know. I think that on Christmas Day, on Thanksgiving Day, on New Year's Day, you give your employees the day off. Just chill out a little bit. Enjoy the holiday with friends and family. That's what we're going to do. Now, there is another great example, like our friend Phil Nee at WRCO Richland Center. Now, there is a station that is integral to the community that's giving people news, weather, travel information. Phil's going to have a live show on Thanksgiving Day.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, for our little dog and pony show, we're just talking about stuff. So we can pre-record. I think WFHR probably has, Wisconsin Rapids,
I believe so.
Probably has somebody there all the time as well, a live body. So when you're a committed local news station like that, also you get people at local television stations that bring us the news and weather. They have people there every day as well, and that's fine. But for retail outlets, that's what I'm talking about. Do people really need to shop on Thanksgiving Day proper? My answer is no. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. I have shopped on Thanksgiving before.
Have you? Like retail shopped?
Not like gone shopping, but gone to one of the stores that was open to be like, oh crap, we forgot this one ingredient for Thanksgiving dinner.
If I'm being completely honest, I believe there may have been one or two Thanksgivings when I also went to like a grocery store early in the morning on Thanksgiving because we forgot something.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Early in the morning. Right. A lot of stores do have limited hours, and that I can.
Right. I got that makes sense. I think that's the exception.
But also, if you forgot something and nowhere is open, you'll be okay.
You'll be okay. Just take a breath. It'll all be fine. Enjoy the time together. That's what, to me, I think that's what we've talked about on this show before. To me, that's what the holidays are. Yes. As I've gotten older, that's really what it becomes about. Seeing our loved ones that we don't get to see as much as we'd like to and just hanging out. So. Also, I should shout Menards, also closed. You cannot save big money at Menards on Thanksgiving. And rightly so. All right, great show today. Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate the text as well. Tomorrow, our very own Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. It'll be a great day. We'll see you then. Mr. Zommers, thank you to you. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next right here in this studio. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.